a chance. Now you fit into the plan. You're the master of your own destiny. So give and take the best that you can.
All right, guys. Another awesome spring day here in New England. Hope the weather's nice wherever you're at. Welcome to Truth Hurts Radio again. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Later in the show, second hour, we're going to have Noam Chomsky. He's going to be here at least a half hour. I don't know if I'll be able to tug his strings and get him to stay here for the full hour, but he'll be here for a half hour anyway. Should be interesting. We're going to be talking about the state of Israel, about our wonderful controlled media, talking about the fraudulence of the Cold War, the exploitation of the 9/11 situation, and maybe the possibility of it being a staged event, of 9/11 being a staged event. I don't know. We'll see where it goes. I am curious to hear what his input is on that. Anyway, for the first hour, yeah, this is the first free time I've had in a long time. I've had guests backed up, you know, lined up back to back. Haven't really had any time to do anything else but do interviews. I got to stop booking guests every show like this because there's so much to catch up on. I got a lot of news I want to cover today, the first half, and if Mr. Chomsky is only on for the first half hour of the second hour, then I'll have time after that again to cover some more news. There's just so much that's been going on. I've got news items here from a month ago that I haven't been able to. A lot of it's old and stale now, but still important, though. But before I get into any of that, let me just go over some important announcements here. Once again, we're still having the pledge drive here at RBN. We're asking our listeners to please call in or write, or go to the website and use PayPal, whatever method you choose, but to please give what you can to help keep the network going, to keep these shows on the air. You can call 800-724-2719 and hit extension 115. That's after 6 p.m. Central. Prior to that time, you want to hit extension 116 if you're calling in now, 116. Again, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org, donate that way through PayPal, or you can simply send a check or money order in to the RBN office here at 1015 South Mays, that's M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's RBN office. 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Okay, guys, and a reminder, anybody has any comments, questions, suggestions, guests you'd like to see on, topics you'd like to see discussed, you name it. And, you know, we're not limited here to just talking about politics. In fact, already some of the shows have veered off slightly. We've talked about other subjects, advanced technology. In future shows, I'm going to be talking about alternative views of ancient history and a lot of other interesting things. Anyway, we're going to take a break, folks. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. Like I said, this first hour here, we're going to be going over some news items, a couple of little anecdotes, little doodads. Before I go into that, though, I just wanted to finish mentioning, if anybody had any comments or suggestions, you know, topics you want to see covered, guests, and again, anything under the sun, or for that matter, if you have some interesting little anecdotes, sayings, or catchy phrases, or, you know, a little bit of political satire, feel free to send it in at truthhurtsradio@aol.com, and that's spelled H-E-R-T-Z. Again, truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Be glad to hear from you. Anyway, also a reminder, I'm offering my two books at a much reduced price. About half what I was originally offering them, The New World Disorder, as well as Piercing the Fog of 9/11, both of which are heavily documented. I tried to be as exhaustive as possible to cover all of the main highlights, trying not to leave any stone unturned. Both books are the result of years of research, gathering the best information from all available sources and compressing it into a single volume. Two different volumes, one for the New World Order, one for 9/11. And I tried to minimize the wording as much as possible. A lot of books you buy just go on and on and on with a bunch of fluff. There's no fluff in these books. It's just, you know, packed with information. Every page you turn is just loaded with the absolute best quotes, best sources, best information to prove that 9/11 was an inside job, and to prove that we are in the midst, folks, and have been for some time, but more so now than ever, in the midst of a massive conspiracy for global domination. In the New World Disorder book, I cover everything from how they hijacked our media to our education system to organized religion. Even cover that in there. Cover Freemasonry and its involvement, Council on Foreign Relations, the Federal Reserve, the fraudulence of the income tax, you name it, it's all in there. And you can get those books and a couple others, too, by going to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. And the best way to find them is just search for my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. We'll be right back, folks. What happened? Why?
To resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, guys, welcome back. We're on Three Thirds Radio. I don't know, we're having some kind of glitch or something here. I don't know. Anyway, let me, in case I'm not sure what good over the airwaves or not there, we kind of had something go wrong there. But if you're interested in getting the two books I mentioned, The New World Disorder or Piercing the Fog of 9/11, or for that matter, two other books I have posted on lulu.com of a religious nature, going back when I was a theology major, actually wrote quite a few books during those days. Just like my books are alternative views of politics and history, these books are alternative views of theology. One of the reasons why I never made it as a minister and never could have. I lifted the rug up too much to find out what those lumps were under there, and they canned me. Best thing that ever happened to me. But anyway, you can read some of my political rants as the months draw on. I'll be posting more stuff on Lulu. But right now I have a book called Does God Destroy? It's an examination of one of the deepest theological puzzles in history. You know, why does God seem to be so angry in the Old Testament and yet so loving in the New Testament? You know, is he schizophrenic? Did he undergo some personality change? There's actually a lot of denominations out there that teach that dispensationalism. God had a different way of dealing with people in the Old Testament than he does in the New. In the Old Testament, he'd fry you if you dared step out of line. And in the New Testament, he gives you hugs and kisses. And, it's a schizophrenic God that they're pawning off on you. And the reason I attacked this issue like I did is because I saw that, all through the centuries, organized religion has capitalized on this dogma, this dogmatism, to justify things like the Crusades, the Inquisition. If you can convince people that God is an angry, vengeful God, then you can justify your own vengeance and anger and persecution of those that don't agree with you. And anyway, I think you'll find it interesting. My studies show me that, there is no inconsistency. You can explain those difficult passages where God seems like he's angry and vengeful in the context of him being a loving God. So, and I approach it from an angle that I guarantee you've never heard and you never will hear from the pulpit, ever. It's not allowed. And that's if ministers even know it. They're not taught it. But the hucksters at the top rungs of the ladder know this stuff. They're never going to allow their congregations to find out. They don't want you to know. They'd rather control you and keep you in fear, and it's that way with a lot of things, guys. Not just in religion, of course. We're lied to about a whole lot of things, but the pathetic reality is that most people think religion is exempt. They think that the churches wouldn't lie. The government lies, the media lies, academia lies, but, oh, not Reverend X or Pastor Z. They lie the most of all. And the other book, in fact, is called Church Inc., which exposes how and why organized religion is corrupt the way it is. And again, all these books are available at lulu.com. You can just search for my name, Charles Giuliani, and you'll see those books. Okay, enough of that. Before I go into the news, I just wanted to read this interesting little piece I put together several years ago comparing Hitler and George Bush. You know, a lot of people would say, oh, that's heinous to make such a comparison. You can't compare George Bush with Adolf Hitler. And, you know, I got to thinking about it, and I guess there is some truth to that. That's actually not fair to Mr. Hitler to compare him with Bush. So I have to agree. Anybody who says it's ridiculous to make that comparison, yeah, you're right. Hitler had a little more scruples than George Bush. So do forgive me, Mr. Adolf. But nevertheless, there are several interesting parallels here between the two emperors, the two dictators, that it's interesting when you put them together in one package and look at them panoramically. It's like, whoa, what is going on here? The parallels are absolutely striking. In fact, you'd be hard-pressed to find something they don't have in common. Except, you know, Bush doesn't have that pretty little mustache and the swastika on his shoulder. But other than that, there's not much difference. So here we go. Hitler and Bush came into power through rigged elections. Bush took advantage of a rigged crisis to seize power over the citizenry, trampling the Constitution. Both of them did this, trampling the Constitution. Hitler passed the Enabling Act, of course. Shortly after his rigged crisis, Bush passed the Patriot Act. And then, of course, later, Homeland Security and the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, on and on and on and on. But both of them utilizing fake crises to justify the big power grab. These parallels are striking. And, of course, when you realize that Grandpa Bush, Prescott, was Hitler's chief American financier, well, then you start to realize the connections do, in fact, run deep in more ways than one. Continuing on, Hitler, like Bush, spied on citizens' private communications, such as tapping telephone lines, unbeknownst to the people who were targets of such eavesdropping. Both severely limited the free expression of opinion, labeling the voice of dissent as unpatriotic and treasonous. Bush has done that, by the way, on numerous occasions. There were articles back in the summer of 2004 in Capitol Hill Blue talking about how there were several White House aides that had come forward anonymously to Capitol Hill Blue and told them that they're looking for work elsewhere. They're too stressed. They can't handle working at the White House anymore. Every time there's a cabinet meeting, if any of them voice any type of dissension opinion against Bush, that he would go off into these fits of rage, just cursing at them. They said it was crazy. They couldn't take it anymore, the stress. You know, one minute he's thumping his Bible, and next minute he's shouting these horrific obscenities at them, and, labeling them unpatriotic and un-American if they don't agree with him. Of course, he's been doing that ever since. Both Hitler and Bush considered patriotism to be loyalty to their own personal selves and to the policies of their administrations. I haven't even scratched the surface yet, guys. You won't believe how many other parallels there are here, so stick with us, and I'll go over some more of this. We'll be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current herbal healer news.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. Going over some parallels here between Hitler and our current dictator, our unelected dictator in the White House. I better hurry up here, too. I'm not going to get around to catching up on the news. Okay, just as Hitler controlled the media, Bush has taken many measures to do the same. You know, a lot of people don't remember this, but right after he assumed office, he appointed Michael Powell, son of Colin Powell, to head up the FCC, federal agency that regulates, i.e. controls the media. And then, of course, ever since then, all kinds of measures. Did you know that shortly after 9/11, Dick Cheney went to California, met with a bunch of executives in Hollywood, producers, and basically he offered them access and use of military equipment bases for free. Now, that's quite a temptation because it usually costs millions of dollars to rent facilities and equipment and, you know, for movie-making purposes. He was offering them access for free as long as they portrayed the military in a positive light. So, again, guys, Hitler did the same exact thing, employing entertainment media as a means of spreading government propaganda. You'll recall that, you know, Bush got caught hiring with tax dollars, public funds, hiring journalists to push different policies of his, like, you know, his Social Security privatization scam, his No Child Left Behind fraud. And several other things. You know, he wanted to blow up Al Jazeera's headquarters. Remember that? How many journalists have been shot and killed, and others, they didn't manage to kill them, but they tried to. And there was that Giuliana, what's her name there, the Italian journalist. They shot up the Baghdad journalist hotel. weren't just Al Jazeera reporters in there either. There were American journalists. I remember watching Frontline's documentary on the Iraq War. It was in January 2004, and they mentioned how while filming the documentary, one of their cameramen was killed right in broad daylight. One of our tanks aimed right at him and opened fire, killed him right there as they were filming. Even though, again, it was broad daylight, they were told that they could be there, that they would be safe. They had big signs up indicating exactly who they were. It's kind of like the USS Liberty, you know, broad daylight, flags waving, and you have your orders, carry them out. You know, they radioed in. This is not an enemy ship. It's a U.S. ship. You have your orders, carry them out. Well, the same thing here. They were told they could go there and film. They called ahead of time. Don't worry, we'll let them know. We'll, you know, you'll be safe, blah, blah, blah. And they murdered one of the cameramen just like that. This stuff has gone on, you know, in Afghanistan as well. They got it in for the media, guys. Hitler did the same kind of thing, intimidate them into only reporting what you want them to, and if they don't, you threaten them, you scare them, you blow them away, whatever it takes. You bribe them. Okay, both employed powerful manipulative propaganda techniques through their control over the media. They also like taking advantage of photo ops with school children. Hitler was big on that. Bush as well. Bush also likes little plastic turkey stunts. Remember in the Thanksgiving of 2003, Bush flew to Iraq. He had that little plastic turkey photo op there. Unbelievable. They didn't bring turkey with the fixings for the troops. They got their usual Halliburton vacuum-packed, half-rotted food stuffs there. That nice-looking, delicious turkey there was plastic. What a scam. Well, everything else is fake in this administration, so the turkeys might as well be. Although Bush is a genuine turkey. He's not a fake turkey. Let's see. Then they also liked the hero and savior images of themselves portrayed in the media as great military leaders. Don't forget Bush had that little stunt there, landing on the aircraft carrier in full military regalia. What a fraud that was. Both wedded national and local law enforcement agencies, forming a police state without any checks and balances to this concentration of power, and without appointing any oversight body to monitor their activities, except, of course, their own selves. Guys, you'd better recognize these symptoms now while there's still time to save this sinking ship, because I'll tell you, this is scary. You take a look at things like this, you see all these parallels. It's too obvious to miss. Both leaders issued house raids and searches without warrants and without evidence of guilt of a crime. Do you know how many times this has been going on around the country? You know, this almost never makes the national news. In fact, it virtually doesn't at all. You got to be paying attention. You got to be surfing the net and looking at local newspapers around the country to see this stuff, or pay attention to, you know, Patriot websites that report on this with links that you can go read the articles yourself. But this stuff has been going on. Of course, it goes back before Bush. But it's been whipped into high gear. They've been using local police, you know, law enforcement agencies have been teaming up with state and federal law enforcement officers, using military weapons, military vehicles, armored vehicles. It's unbelievable. It's Nazi Germany, folks. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. You know, at this rate, I don't think I'm going to get to the news. Oh, well, to sum it up, the world's a messed up place, and the Bushites are still engaging in their tyrannical activities. That about sums it up. No, seriously, guys, I intend... Well, maybe after the Chomsky thing, if he only stays the half hour, I can get into some news. I will catch up one of these days. But, you know, I wanted to go over this. I feel it's really important, and it's very interesting when you take a look at these parallels. You know, if you don't realize it already, once you look at these parallels, it slaps you upside the head, and you're forced to admit, wow, this isn't good. We're in a lot of trouble, guys. Adolf Hitler has risen from the grave, and he's residing in the White House. Here's some more parallels. Both allowed confiscations of personal items and arrests without charges. Both allowed arrested individuals to be held indefinitely without a trial. I guess we could add, you know, hearsay evidence to the list here under the new Military Commissions Act. You can be found guilty based on hearsay evidence. You're not even allowed to be told what the evidence is. This is something right out of the Middle Ages. Never mind Hitler. This is the Dark Ages. Both called for curfews to be imposed during times of high alert with a provision for violators to be shot. Did you know that? Bush called for this under a code red alert. And incidentally, that's exactly what was imposed in the wake of Katrina down in New Orleans. Bush gave shoot to kill zero tolerance policy orders to the troops down there. A lot of people don't realize that. We've already had martial law in this country under Bush. It's a kind of a test run for what's going to follow if they have their way. Let's hope not. Going on, more parallels. Both kept the identities of their Gestapo police thugs hidden by having them wear masks and not carry badges. This has been going on, again, all over the country. I think of one particular instance, my jaw dropped when I read this report. Back in October of 2002, October 17th to be exact, it was in Eugene, Oregon. There was a raid of a neighborhood, residential neighborhood, heavily populated area. This urban assault vehicle had driven in and threw flashbang grenades into the backyards of three target homes that they said were dealing drugs. This is how these operations work. They get a tip, and they never follow up to see if the tip is reliable. Turns out the guy that gave him the tip was some 10-time loser, had served 10 sentences, gone to prison 10 times over drugs. They took his word for plea bargaining purposes so he could get off. And, you know, they're just looking for fun. They're looking for any excuse to have this kind of training exercise or whatever. So they were throwing flashbang grenades into the backyards of these three homes in the pre-dawn hours. And then they raided the homes, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of damages that they inflicted on these homes, terrorized the whole neighborhood. Never found any evidence of drugs. That didn't stop them from arresting people anyway. They were hoping, I think, that they would get people so angry they would do something or say something and, you know, give them an excuse to hold them, but they had to let them go that afternoon. But nevertheless, guys, check this out. It's unbelievable. One woman was just getting out of the shower. She was screaming, crying. She says, "Let me at least get dressed." They said no. They threw a towel around her, marched her outside. One woman refused to get off the floor. She was freaking out, you know, crying on the floor. And so the cop put his boot on her back and yanked her arms behind her to handcuff her. It's just astonishing. There was a woman across the street, a school teacher. She yelled out to one of the armed thugs wearing a ski mask. No badge, no identification. You know, looked like something out of Nazi Germany. She asked him, "Sir, I'm a school teacher. I need to get to work. Is it okay if I get in my car and leave?" You know what he gives her for a response?
"I haven't shot anyone in 2 weeks."
That's all he says. This was quoted in the local paper in Eugene. This didn't make CNN, CBS, ABC, or Fox. You got to search the web, guys, to find this stuff. You got to read local newspapers, or you'll never know what's going on. They don't cover this. They don't want you to know. But this is happening all over the country. Gestapoism right here in the U.S. So you don't think it's proper to compare Bush with Hitler? Again, I'll agree to that if you agree that it's not fair to Hitler. Okay, let me go on here. Both utilized military weapons and equipment, which, of course, is what I just mentioned, for domestic law enforcement, terrorizing their own citizenry. Okay, let me go on. Both called for secret arrests and secret trials against enemies of the state, as well as the use of torture. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, Bush doesn't do that. No, that's right. We're the good guys. We don't do that. Oh, but wait a minute. Even if we do it, it's good when we do it. Somehow torture becomes a good thing because we're the good guys and we can only do good. So when we torture, it's good. Do recall that Bush said that one of the reasons we took Saddam out was because he was torturing his people. What a naughty boy. How dare he do such an evil thing? And, of course, now there we are. We've been torturing people on a far grander scale over there than anything that was attributed to Saddam. Unbelievable. Anyway, taking a sip of my spring water here. Throat is drying out. There's more, guys. And this isn't exhaustive either. This list I just kind of threw together a couple years ago in a hurry. I added a couple things since, but it's not exhaustive. In fact, if you got some more things to add, give me a call if I'm missing anything. But, I mean, look at this. The parallels are absolutely astonishing. both built concentration camps for internment of large numbers of dissenters. Yes, that's right. Bush has FEMA detention centers, guys, to be used in case of civil unrest during red alert. As a matter of fact, they're being used even now and have been used. You know, a lot of protest groups have been put in these. You know, look at the... they're not concentration camps, but it's the same idea. Look at the free speech zones. Everywhere Bush goes to speak, you can go in the free speech zone, in the caged-in area, and conduct your freedom of speech there, 10 miles away from the president, where no one will see you or hear you. And, of course, if that's the free speech zone, then what do you call the area outside the fence? Obviously, it's a no free speech zone. Oh, but we're fighting for freedom in Iraq! Moving on. Bush called for lockdowns during time of national emergency where, for example, parents would not be allowed to pick their children up at government schools. Some people call them public schools. They're government schools. They've been hijacked, folks. But anyway, the only thing public about them is that the public attends, but they're not run by the public anymore. Haven't been for quite some time now, especially under this administration. But did you know that? Did you know that in an orange alert, or I'm sorry, in a red alert, you will be told that your kids have been bused to an undisclosed location? And, guys, I've gotten a memo, and hundreds of parents all over the country have gotten them as well. Some districts have not notified parents, but they're still going to do it anyway. This is now the policy. During a red alert, your kids, if they are in public school, I hope not, but your kids are going to be bused to undisclosed locations. The memo I got stated that, you know, don't bother to pick your kids up and don't call the school. We will notify you at an appropriate time when and where you can pick your kids up. So that could mean 6 hours, 6 days, 6 months, who knows, 6 years. Whenever they're darn good and ready to let your kids go, we will tell you. I got on the horn right away, and I called the superintendent. We were in a different town at the time, and I landed into him. I says, you'd better not have any intention of ever carrying this out. I says, I'll tell you right now, I know where you live. I'll gather every parent in this town, and we'll be at your front doorstep. We'll make sure we get our kids back within 20 minutes. I said, you are never going to get away with this. I'll tell you right now, you'd better cancel this policy. Oh, he was very apologetic. Well, this isn't really our policy. This is something, we're just trying to comply with, you know, what Washington had been requesting. I says, I don't care who's requesting it. I said, you know, we're not going to allow this. I will get all the parents in town together, and we'll have you removed from office. So he was all apologetic and assured me that, oh, yeah, we're going to change this policy. And it's unbelievable. Most parents don't even know that this stuff is going on, that this stuff is already on the books and ready for implementation. Call your local school authorities and, you know, ask them about this. Ask them if this policy is in place. Is it still in place? Are they planning on doing this? Be surprised the answers you'll get. Anyway, another parallel with Hitler. Here's another one. Both encouraged their citizenry with the offer of rewards to rat out one another by providing government authorities with tips on potential troublemakers or dissenters. Guys, this went on in high schools around the country. They were sending federal agents out to high schools, encouraging youths to turn in, you know, troublesome neighbors or, you know, even parents. You see anything suspicious, we need to know about it and stop an issue before it gets out of hand. They were offering money. I don't know if you guys remember this. It was all over the news. It hasn't been so big lately. They kind of tapered off, backed away from that for now. I think it was just a test to see how successful it would be and just how dumbed down the public had become, how apathetic they had become. But nevertheless, they did it, just like Hitler. Look at the parallels here, folks. Notice the warning signals. both drafted legislation to severely limit ownership and use of firearms. Recall Bush's assault weapons ban legislation, far more draconian than anything Clinton had ever proposed. Both issued random checkpoints on highways, pulling citizens over and searching their cars without cause, demanding their papers. And here we go with the, speaking of that, here we go with the Real ID Act, guys. Where are your papers? Another parallel there with Nazi Germany. And also running on-the-spot background checks. Bush has pushed, of course, again, for this. This is what we're going to have with the Real ID guys. An instant, you know, information on demand right there in an instant. A background check. All kinds of information on you. You name it. It's going to be on there. And there have been several states that have already passed legislation to ban this. They're not going to go along with it. South Carolina, for example, isn't going to do this. Maine has already voted against it. I believe Vermont, a few other states, too. Let's hope this trend continues. This is as Hitler as it gets, guys, as Hitlerian as it gets. It's unbelievable. And you talk about ID theft. You know, the guest I had on yesterday, Sheila Holm, this is going to make it a heck of a lot easier than any system that they now have in place. All that information is going to be centralized in one database and shared with police departments and other law enforcement agencies around the country. Watch out. Not only for, you know, it'll make it easier for your average hacker on the street, but for unscrupulous government thugs, too. Okay. And, of course, both Bush and Hitler assumed their citizens to be guilty unless proven innocent. They had that attitude that everyone's guilty, everyone's a potential enemy, and treated them as such, unless you could prove otherwise. Prove your loyalty to the Führer. Same kind of mentality. Both drunk with power, high and mighty, you know, creating the illusion that they have support when they don't. Bush is saying that all the time. Oh, I've got support. The American people are behind me. They're behind the Iraq war. Give me a break. Wall Street's behind him. That's about it. Here's another parallel. Both required their citizens to be searched at various public gatherings before gaining entrance. Come on, guys. How many times? Not just airports. You know, I went to an air show at a local Air Force base here not too long ago. Very, very tight security. I mean, it's just ridiculous. You can't do anything, can't go anywhere. I mean, amusement parks, for crying out loud. You go through metal detectors now. You're treated like a common criminal, a potential criminal. And if you dare voice any complaints or disgust at the ridiculousness of it, the bureaucracy of it, the hassle of it, or the fact that you're going to get that little pocket knife that you carry around with you for convenience that you forgot to leave home, and now they're going to take it from you, you know, they'll pull you aside. They'll harass you. They'll call the police on you. It's unbelievable. All right, here's another one. Both passed legislation that gave them total control over the education of their country's youth. Again, No Child Left Behind Act. Did you guys know, by the way, part of the No Child Left Behind Act, and this is obviously what that title means, they're not leaving any child behind. They want to make sure that all children have the opportunity to be drafted. And they have been pushing for the draft, haven't they? Numerous bills. But as part of the No Child Left Behind Act, there was a little footnote added on at the end there, which requires high schools around the country to hand over names, addresses, and phone numbers of high school's entire student body, so that by the time they graduate, the recruiting office will be on them like an owl on a mouse, pouncing on them, the predators, to scoop them up into the meat market, military meat machine, the meat grinder. Unbelievable. History does repeat itself, guys. It's repeating itself right before your eyes. Both were dictators who loved their power. Bush said, if this was a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as I'm the dictator. Both invaded foreign countries without provocation. Oh, yes. Both were loved by their allies, but hated by the rest of the world. And when I say allies, I mean the leaders, not the countries. Most of our ally countries now, the citizenry can't stand Bush. Okay, here's another one. To keep their citizenry loyal and in line, both used the fear of external threats, painting themselves as the hero of the people who were their only hope for security and freedom, while in reality they themselves were the greatest threats thereto. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be back with one more short segment, and then we're going to be having Noam Chomsky on. Don't want to miss that.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
It's radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. I just got a few more minutes here. I want to finish this up really quick, and then we're going to have Noam Chomsky on. Wow, I didn't think this was going to take a whole hour to go through this. So much for catching up on news this first hour. Both Hitler and Bush were in bed with big business, scratching each other's backs at public expense, fascism. Interestingly, Hitler was actually funded by Prescott Bush, guys, George Bush's granddaddy. He was the biggest American financier of Adolf Hitler, by the way. Indicted by Congress after World War II, but of course, he was so well-connected, he just slithered his way out of that. Both were involved in the occult. Did you know that? Hitler was a follower of Madame Blavatsky. founder of the Theosophical Society. Bush, of course, a member of the Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, on and on. The Thule Society, Hitler was a member of. I tell you guys, these parallels, they just go on forever. Both professed to be religious in order to win over the favor of the gullible religious population. You know, Hitler would often evoke the Almighty. The Creator has ordained me to lead this great nation. Hitler had his thugs, of course, as does Bush, who, for example, hired Yevgeny Primakov, former director of KGB, to work for Homeland Security. He also hired Marcus Wolf, a.k.a. Gray Fox, former head of the East German Stasi, to work as an advisor to Homeland Security. Both bribed foreign countries to assist them in time of war. Okay, those are the similarities. There's more, but those are the main ones I come up with. How about this? Let's look at some contrasts now. Under Hitler, unemployment went down, while it continues to rise under Bush. Hitler built up Germany's infrastructure, such as constructing the autobahns to improve transportation and commerce, bringing in an era of unprecedented prosperity in Germany after a long period of severe economic breakdown. By contrast, of course, under Bush, Amtrak and many of the airlines have gone bankrupt, placing transportation in its worst crisis in American history. All the while, of course, the value of the dollar continues to drop. Stocks are, except for a few privileged companies getting unbid contracts and profiting from the oil scam, stocks are dropping with a lot of companies. We got the highest national debt in recorded history, the highest deficit spending. Here's another contrast. Hitler's father was a drunk, while Bush himself is a drunk. Sorry, folks. Truth hurts. That's a fact. Hitler rose out of poverty on his own, while Bush, of course, was born into wealth and continues to ride on daddy's coattails with his little connections. Hitler was a master orator, while Bush can't even say two words in a row without tripping over his own tongue. So therefore, in wake of all this, I must conclude that Hitler was actually a better leader for the German people than Bush is for the American people, which is why I must say again that to compare Hitler and Bush actually is not fair to Mr. Hitler. So we really can't make that comparison now, can we? But nevertheless, there are enough striking similarities that I hope it made your hair stand on end pointing them out if you weren't aware of them already. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for the first hour. Stick with us. We're going to be right back with Mr. Noam Chomsky, professor of MIT University. Should be very interesting.
Gold and silver have been a source of true